This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
That's madness, and how can I tell you? You're listening to Vectis Radio. We've got my co-host in, Alicia, and we've also got Mike in. You prefer Mike rather than Michael.
Yes, please.
Is it Dukes?
Dukes.
K-U-K,
yes.
Just move yourself a little bit closer to that microphone.
Okay.
And, so you're in from Rotary Club. Do you want to ask the first question?
Yeah, we were all wondering, what is Rotary?
Well, Rotary is an organisation that's been going 120 years.
Whoa.
It started off in Chicago, USA in 1905, yes, 120 years. And it's basically an organisation of people who got together to try to help people in their community who were worse off than they were by helping fundraise, do local projects, and it's grown into a worldwide organisation of 1.2 million Rotarians through 33,000 clubs and in over 200 countries. And I believe we're actually in more countries than the United Nations, which quite surprised me when I heard
that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So you do amazing work, just not in our community, but lots of communities as well, which is great.
Yes, I mean, a lot of the fundraising events we have on are for local charities and good causes, and we help out at helping local organisations with events. But also, we like to help national charities, especially if they've got island links, people like Naomi House and people like that, and of course international charities through disaster appeals and helping out with various sanitation projects overseas. Well, we're all part of this big organisation, this worldwide organisation. All our little bits that we raise all goes a long way when it's added to another 33,000 clubs worldwide. So
I want to ask you what you do to raise the money, but first of all, I know that there used to be like an array of Rotary clubs, but now they're kind of all amalgamated. So who's
that's the sort of the way the world's going, really, because we're all getting older. We try hard to attract newer, younger members in, men, women, younger members, corporate members. Now we're trying to attract businesses to become part of Rotary, and really, that's how we need to progress. We've actually Ride Rotary, which was the biggest club on the island, decided that it was not the best way forward to go it alone. So we put out some feelers to the other clubs, and West White and Vectis Sunrise decided to join us. So we now call ourselves Rotary on the White, and hopefully in time to come the other Rotary clubs will join us and just form one Rotary club on the island, which is going to be a lot more efficient, a lot better use of resources, and we'll have much more clout when it comes to putting on events.
Yeah, definitely sounds good. You got a question?
Yeah, I was going to ask, for the people who are listening who are interested in Rotary and may one day be a part of it, what sort of thing would they be doing day to day like you?
We have a get-together meeting at least once a month where we have a meal, and that gets all the club together. But we also have other meetings like project meeting, council meetings, where we do the boring stuff of sort of the admin keeping the club going. But we usually do that by Zoom. We've started doing it by Zoom since COVID, and it seemed to work, and it saves having to get everyone together. But we have social events, big fundraising events. I'll tell you about the one we've got in 2 weeks' time, our big annual fundraiser.
Rather you tell us today, rather than wait 2 weeks, because the event would be gone then, wouldn't it? I'm joking.
Good point. And so, yes, people can come along. They can look at our Facebook page to get a lot more information, how to contact us. There's more information on there about what we do. But a good thing would be to come along to one of our meetings, tell us a bit about themselves. We could tell you about what we do and join in the events. We're very into fellowship and support for people, and we have good fun.
Okay.
Which is what it's all about.
So how do they get in touch again?
They can go to our Facebook page, Rotary on the White Facebook page.
Right.
Or email our secretary at rotaryonthewhite at gmail.com. Those are probably the easiest ways of contacting. We're happy to meet anybody who's got some free time to volunteer and wants to make a difference in their local community and the wider world, really.
I've got to tell you, I was really serious about what I said just now off air. A Rotary radio show.
That sounds brilliant. Yeah. And if we could initially start it with Vectis on the island, and as you said, it could grow into a national event, and we could have people from all over the country joining in a Rotary radio day.
Excellent.
It would be a fantastic idea. So it takes someone outside the box to think about things like this.
I've got lots of cranky ideas. People look at me sometimes and they frown and they say, "Where are you from? What are you thinking that for?" But no, to me, it's a Rotary radio show. And then you know, if you then had all the community radio stations up and down the country that had a community, a Rotary radio show there, we could team up with all of those. I know if Kelvin Curry's listed now, he's our technical guy.
Yeah.
His eyes will be lit up, because I just think this is a wonderful idea.
I did a show many years ago with Kelvin and Maggie support this party on the green, and I think that was the first interview I did on Vectis Radio, and I've done a couple with Louise and now with your good selves. So we're very, very grateful for the support you give us, and
happy to do so.
Long may that continue.
What you do is fantastic, and long may that continue as well. So when you do it, what sort of events do we do?
Right, well, I've got a few notes down here. This is Ride Rotary's centenary year. We started off 20 years after the first Rotary Club, I said, was set up in Chicago, USA. And we're one of only about 40 clubs in the UK that's reached this 100th anniversary milestone. And we're the first club on the island. So, as I said, 1.2 million members. So far in this centenary year, we, on our charter day, which was the 23rd of February, we all dressed up in 1925 inspired outfits. Hence the 100 years, and did a collection for the Mountbatten Hospice at Tesco in Ryde. And we raised about 500 quid in just a few hours, so that was really good. In April, we had another fundraiser on the Whitelink St Clair car ferry. We did a few shunts backwards and forwards. And there again, we had great media interest because we were all dressed in 1925 outfits again. We had a lovely gala dinner in May. Our chief guest was Jacqueline Gazzard, the High Sheriff, and we had a couple of high ranking officials from North Ireland who came over and joined us. Plus we had a lot of guests. We had guests from Switzerland, France and the UK who all had past links with Ride Rotary. So it was a really great day. I have to thank Mermaid Gin, who are one of our main sponsors. They provided the pre-dinner drinks and the main raffle prizes. It was a really, really great day, and everyone enjoyed it. It was a good celebration of 100 years of Rotary service. We got a Polio Eradication Day coming up in October. That's an annual event. A mega All-Island quiz in November. Our usual shoebox appeal for shoeboxes of toys and gifts that would go to disadvantaged children in Eastern Europe. And our annual Christmas supermarket collections, which all go to local charities. And we've got collections this year at the supermarkets in Freshwater, Newport and Ryde. So, all the events that we do are on our Facebook page. And on Ryde Town Council have been very good. They put them across all their platforms. And, of course, people like yourselves helping us promote things for which we're always very grateful.
You guys are very busy doing lots of stuff. It's prolific, isn't it?
Yes. This year, particularly, because it's the centenary year, it has been busy. And for my sins, I've been pulling together all the projects. So my official title is Rotary Centenary Projects Lead. Sounds highfalutin. It just means I'm the jack of all trades who's pulled everything together.
So I bet you're looking at 2026, aren't you? So you can put your feet up for a bit.
Yeah, don't say that, because the committee might be listening. But
have you got any more questions, Elisa?
I was going to ask, you mentioned that you worked with Mountbatten. What other charities have you got to work with?
Oh, we've got question. Whoa, a whole list of them here.
Oh, he has as well.
Looks like I'm really eager.
You tend to lose track, don't you, of all the organisations you support. Locally, Aspire, the Foyer, John's Club, Rye Benevolent, that's easy for me to say, Benevolent Trust, Rye Youth Hub, Halen's Farm, the Hospice. We do blood pressure awareness checks. We work with the Carnival Association, Isle of Wight Prostate, etc., etc. Plus all the little local charities that contact us, and we sort of see if we've got some spare money to give to them. National charities like Naomi House, Rotary Heartbeat House, Stroke Association, and the international ones like Polio Eradication, Water Aid, Mercy Ships, Sight Savers, Tools for Self-Reliance. I mean, those are just a few I jotted down. I'm sure over the years, I've been in 33 years, I'm sure there have been others, and people who've been in even longer than me would say, oh, you forgot so-and-so. But that's a flavour of what we do.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
You've got an event coming up soon.
We have. I'm glad you mentioned that, Ian. on Saturday the 2nd of August at Eastern Gardens on Ryde Seafront. It's the bit of green right next to Peter Pan's. We've got our annual Party on the Green, which has been going 14 years now. But entry is by donation, so there's not a set fee to come in. You just put some money in the collecting tin. We start at 11 o'clock. It finishes at 6, and all the proceeds are going to Rotary charities. We started doing Party on the Green 14 years ago now. Ryde Rotary used to run the ill-fated Ryde Regatta on behalf of various councils. But when the councils were no longer able to fund the events through budget cuts, we decided that there was going to be a big gap in the community calendar, so we decided to put on an event ourselves, initially 3 days, but it wasn't as big because we had to fund it through members' funds, so we lost the funding. Since COVID, we've dropped it back to 1 day because it's more efficient. We get more volunteers supporting for 1 day than over 3 days. And because it's become so popular, we've been able to get some marketing funding from Rye Town Council, who've actually supported us quite a few years. And this year, Church's Solicitors, who are supporting us for the first time. Now, this support is invaluable because everything we make, we're all volunteers, so apart from my 10%, there's no fee. So we're all volunteers, and apart from the cost of buying some burgers and sausages and that sort of thing, everything we make goes to charity. So if we can get sponsorship that helps us to cover some of the costs, then there's even more that we can give to good causes around the country and mainly locally.
Okay, well, I've got a few ideas. I'll talk about off air, but I'm pretty sure there's a load of other things I want to ask you as well. But I just want to clarify, it's men and ladies can join the Rotary, can't they?
Oh, yes, yeah. Initially, it started out as a male-only organisation, but things have changed, haven't they? The whole world's changed. So,
got better organisation now, I bet.
Women are very good organisers. You can't deny that. So we've had women members for 25 years, I suppose.
How old do you have to be a Rotary, a Rotarian?
18.
18, right,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, people think you have to be doddery and old, like me, you know, but you don't have to be. You know, anybody who, as they say, wants to make a difference, come along and help out and has got some time to volunteer. That's why we're having a big campaign in September to try to attract corporate membership, because if you can get a company or a business with several younger members, and the company is the actual member, so they pay the subscription, but they can send along two or three different managers or supervisors or whoever they want to send along who's interested. It doesn't have to be the same person committing week in, week out. So
that makes sense.
That's a good thing. It means a corporate member is becoming part of the community and helping to put back something into the community from which they make their living, but also it means they can help us to help other people as well.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Got any more questions, Elisa?
I was going to ask, do you find it really fulfilling to work with the Rotary and work with so many charities? Like, do you really enjoy it?
Bearing yes. in mind that they might be listening.
Yes, it is hard work, as Ian said earlier. You wake up sometimes thinking, why am I doing this? Or wake up thinking of something you should have done or someone you should have emailed.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it is very satisfying. Years ago, Ride Rotary used to run a charity caravan at Nodes Point, where we looked after people who came from disadvantaged backgrounds, might be a one-parent family who couldn't afford a holiday, or anything, someone disabled. And we used to take it in turns to clean the caravan, pick the people up from the red jet or the fast cat or wherever they came from, the hovercraft, and make sure they were okay, get them some groceries to start off. And it's surprising how many people came on the Saturday in a negative frame of mind.
Yeah.
By the time you went down on the Wednesday to see how things were going, they'd lightened up. And by the time you took them back on Saturday, some of them were in tears because they had to go home. And to see the change in those people was really, really heartwarming and fulfilling. And that's just one example. So it is very worthwhile. Yeah.
Look, I've got one more question. Have you got any more?
I was just going to say how it must be lovely to have such an impact of being a part of a Rotary to help so many people.
Well, thank you. I mean, we do it because we love doing it. That's basically it.
Kind of leads on. My question is you say you've been doing it for 33 years. What made you get involved in the first place?
Well, I came to the island to work, and one of my colleagues was actually a Rotarian, and I knew nothing about it. And he took me out for a drink one night, told me all about Rotary, and I went along to a meeting, and I was hooked, really. So the more people who can spread the word and explain what we do and be happy to invite someone along, the longer we're going to continue, because if we don't keep getting new members in, eventually we'll die out, and that would be a shame.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
get involved.
Get involved.
And you're going for a push on that in September.
In September, yeah. That's mainly for new corporate members.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, thanks very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
And good luck with the event in a couple of weeks' time. I'm sure it'll be a massive success.
Yep.
And long may it continue. And you're always welcome. Doors open. And I'm serious about the Rotary Radio Show.
I've got a few details here of who's performing. If I leave that with you, if you get a chance to mention it.
Well, go on. Just quickly tell us.
Have you got a time?
Otherwise, you'll have listeners out there saying, well, you never told us that.
He never told us what was going on. Yeah, what sort of bloke is that? We've got Island Dance Studio, the Oyster Girls Morris Dancers, a singer-guitarist called Annie Horton, the Boogie Woogie Sisters, Bembridge Ukulele Band, a group called The Tuesdays, DJ James Harwood, and we've got the Donkeys from Donkey Sanctuary, Face Painting from 3 to 6, the ever-popular Tombola, craft and charity stalls, and of course we've got the Tasty Barbecue, tea and cake tent with delicious homemade cakes, tea, coffee, soft drinks, a popcorn stand supplied by Popping Popcorn, and a 1925 themed bar provided by the events company selling local beers, wines and cocktails. We're encouraging everyone, if they want to come along, to dress in 1925 inspired outfits, because we'll be doing spot prizes. That's for the anniversary. So all we want now is some decent weather, and we hope to raise about £3,000 for some good causes.
Fantastic. Good luck with that, Michael.
Thank you very much indeed for having me in again.
You're welcome.
And I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.